We're talking with Tim Toutant today, and you're a Canadian country singer.
And gotcha.
You're out west, but where exactly are you based, Tim?
I'm right in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan.
Okay, so you're in Saskatchewan.
You bet.
Have you been there long? Did you grow up there?
Born and raised right in Prince Albert.
Okay.
I moved to Saskatoon, which is about an hour and a half away. That's the farthest I've ever moved. So.
Okay, so you're in good country then, where you're well known.
Absolutely love it here. Absolutely love it. My family's all around here. I've got actually quite a bit of family in Alberta as well.
Oh, that's important. That's very
Absolutely.
Important. Yeah. Now, how did you get interested in music? I read that you started singing at the age of 5, but when you were 19, that's an interesting story, too. A friend kind of took you to a karaoke bar?
Yeah. I've always sang for the family and whatnot since I've been 5, like Michael Jackson and everything else. And then when I was 19 years old, I was out with a bunch of, a couple of friends,
mm-hmm.
and the lady that worked the karaoke bar, I went up on a dare, and I started singing, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and she said, you know what, you have to try out for the show we have in Prince Albert. So I tried out for it and made it in, and the rest is history. I just took it as far as I could go.
That's great. That's really interesting.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Now, I was reading about your music style.
Yeah.
It's kind of unique, I guess.
I consider it unique, just for the fact that a lot of the shows that I've been to, a lot of the, the concerts I've been to, I'm more of a concert kind of guy. Like, I don't mind being in a studio. I love the studio. I love recording a CD, but to be on the stage, I've been called hyperactive, I guess.
Okay.
And I'm sure you can tell on the phone as well, I get a little bit excited, and I'm put on a very, very high energy show. Like, I'm all over the stage, I'm running all over the place, and I'm just having the greatest time of my life. So I would consider it that unique in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Singing wise, I have, like a lot of artists, we sing from our heart, right? So we write from our heart and we sing from our heart, and that's what I've been trying to do.
That's great. Well, I think people like and appreciate high energy concerts.
Good. I hope so. Usually when I leave, I kind of call it the Sawyer Brown effect. I don't know if anybody's ever been to a Sawyer Brown concert, but it's like a Sawyer Brown high. He gets the people going, and I've just almost emulated that. Even when Garth Brooks was doing it, it was just such a high energy show. You felt so good when you left.
Great. Now you have put out a CD, 12 songs,
yes.
And when did you put out that CD?
Well, it was made about two and a half years ago, I think it was,
mm-hmm.
or 2 years ago.
Okay.
And we released the first single last year. Then we had some issues we had to work out. And unfortunately, it was another 10 months before I released another one. But now it's going to be, we're going to release, as many as we feel to get the ball rolling and to get my name out there and to get the songs playing on the radio.
Good. So those are the singles from the CD that's come out.
You betcha.
Good. Now, you wrote all the songs, and I was reading that all the songs are about things that have happened in your life.
I think there was about 6 or 7 that I co-wrote.
Okay.
There was one that I wrote on my own,
mm-hmm.
and the rest of them, basically, I was just searching for songs that I could relate to. So, I would say every song on there, except for Men Are Stupid. Besides that song, I think I can relate to pretty much every single one of them.
So you liked writing always when you were growing up, or was this something?
No, I didn't do much of it. I didn't do much writing. I did a lot of playing, but I didn't do much writing until I took the trip down to Nashville mm-hmm. to record with Steve Fox, who's a well-known Canadian artist and very successful one. And he was he's absolutely brilliant. I wrote with him and about 3 or 4 other Nashville writers down there, and it was probably the best experience I've ever had in my entire life. It was absolutely amazing, opened a lot of doors, and it sure helped with my writing style.
That's what a lot of the artists say, so that's really exciting when you can get to Nashville.
Oh, and to work with a bunch, especially a lot of Canadian people in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
as everybody knows, Nashville is, I guess, the country music heart of the world, really, and it doesn't make it any less that we go to Nashville. It's just I'd hooked up with Steve Fox, and we became really good friends, and he said, come on down, we'll do some recording down here, and ended up taking the plunge.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that was
a
lot of
fun. That's a great opportunity. Okay, how long were you in Nashville?
Pardon me?
How long were you in Nashville?
I was there for, in total, I was there for about a month.
Okay, well, that's quite a long time.
Well, but yeah, it was, believe me, I almost sent back for my stuff because I wanted to stay down with Steve.
Yeah, that's great. Good. Well,
beautiful country
Steve
down there.
Fox. And you've performed with Johnny Reed. Anybody else interested?
Well, I actually opened for Sawyer Brown when they came through to Prince Albert.
Oh, neat.
And I played on the same stage as Tom Cochran.
Mm-hmm.
I played in the Calgary Stampede. I played in Craven. Played with Jason McCoy. I think that's pretty much it. And I've done a lot of fairs and a lot of different events around town. And I'm in a contest coming up here this Sunday in Regina called The Next Big Thing, and we're going to be trying to win a contest up there. So.
Oh, that's great. What's the contest about?
It's called The Next Big Thing, and what happens is there's three groups of three, and they take the top three, and they go head-to-head at the end on June 14th. And what happens is the prizes get you into the CCMAs and gives you, I think it's $20,000 in prizes and cash. So it's a good opportunity for anybody that's trying to break through into the business because you get to meet all the different heads and all the key people in the country music industry. Because it's not an easy industry to break through, I can tell you that.
No, I can't imagine it would be. There's so much competition out there.
But I can't thank the radio stations like yourself and everybody else that are playing the song. My first release, I think, got half of the radio play that this one's getting, the 7-year itch.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't thank you guys enough. That's unbelievable. I'm very gracious.
Oh, well, we enjoy playing it. 7-Year Itch, though, that's quite the title, too.
I've gotten some different feedback on that. They're like, okay, we have to know what this is about. So it's honestly, it was a song that Steve Fox wrote, and he wrote it for his wife for their wedding on their 7-year anniversary.
Okay.
And once I heard it, I knew mine was coming up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So he let me record it, and I put my own little spin to it, and it turned out to be a pretty good song. I liked it.
Oh, we love it here. That's kind of neat, too. So you've celebrated 7 years with your wife recently.
Yeah, not recently. When we wrote it, or when I had recorded it, it was, I guess, two and a half years ago. That's when our anniversary was. So we took that song and kind of dedicated it to my wife, I guess.
Oh, that's nice. I was going to say that. Yeah, she must really appreciate that.
Oh, she loved it. She loved every second of it.
Oh, that's wonderful. Really nice story. Good. Lots of different fairs and things coming up this summer, Tim?
You know what? I'm playing a lot in the West right now, and I'm trying, and what I want to do is break through and come down to the East quite a bit because there's a lot of different places I want to play down there. But I'm playing Calgary, I'm playing Edmonton, I've got one in BC coming up. There's so many different fairs, and especially this summer. I think I have about 3 weekends off for the entire summer, so I'll be busy dying this year.
That's a really busy summer, but a lot of good networking and experience, too.
Oh, and I can't wait. This is, it's just one of those things that you know what you were supposed to do. You know, like you're born to do this. Go have some fun, make some people smile, and enjoy what you're doing.
Oh, that's a wonderful attitude. Wonderful. Now, you have a website, lots of information
on there.
I certainly do.
It's www.timtouchant.com.
Okay.
And it's updated regularly, so all of the different things coming up. There's about 4 or 5 more I have to put on there that we're just getting confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
And there's pictures, and you can buy the CD online, and it's great. I did the website myself.
Oh, you did? Very impressive.
Yeah, I take a lot of this on myself because I'm, as I said before, I'm a little bit hyper. I got to find things to do.
That's a great
I like challenges, and I like trying to, you know, further my career as much as I can on my own because the process is so much fun.
Oh, that's great. And the website is great, too. There's lots of blogs on there so everybody can see what's going on, what's coming up.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Tim?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've been looking online after I knew I was going to be interviewing with you. I have quite a bit of family in Quebec.
Okay.
So I'd like to say hi to all of them. B, because my last name is Touton, I am French, and I know there's a lot of family, and I've hooked up with a few of them on Facebook. I just want to say hi to all of them, and hopefully they enjoy the music and maybe come play for you guys someday.
Well, that's great. I'm sure that they do, too. So you're on Facebook, too. That's a good thing to know.
Yes, absolutely. I'm on Facebook. They can join up with me there. I have no problem with that at all.
Good, great. Well, thanks again for the interview, and we certainly wish you all the best in the future, Tim.
Thank you so much. And if I'm ever in town, I'm going to stop in and say hi.
Thank you so much. Well, thank you. Take care.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Said I'd do, and I did too, and there were no objections. And at our potluck cash bar collection, in a pickle jar Legion Hall reception, we had our first dance to some silly little song I wrote. Well, that was 7 years ago, my dear, and I don't recall a note. But I know I'll never get that lucky again, no matter what it is I do. I got the 7 year itch, and the one thing will scratch it is another 7 years with you. You said I am, and I said, oh my God, I really didn't count on this. Now there's little hands pulling on my pant legs, asking what the whole world is. All I can tell them is it's been pretty good to me. Ever since that day way back when I dropped down on one knee, I'm never gonna get that lucky again, no matter what it is I do. I got the 7 year itch, and the one thing will scratch it is another 7 years with you. I need a holiday, I wanna get away. Yeah, I need space, I could use some time, but I need all that with your hand in mine. I know I'm never gonna get that lucky again, no matter what it is I do. I got the 7 year itch, and the one thing will scratch it is another 7 years with you. Oh, baby, let's go around again. Yeah.
CJMQ 88.9 FM. That was Tim Touton's 7 Year Itch.